Hey, VoiceTubers! Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Emily. Have you fallen in love with someone before? How is the feeling of love and why do we love? These days, more and more people choose to be single. Many people put more emphasis on working and their goals rather than dating someone. So, how do people in love think of the meaning of love?Maybe love makes our lives meaningful or helps us escape from our loneliness. Well, how about you? How do you think of love? Do you think that romantic love is folly or do you believe in love? Please check out the video today and learn about the topic. But before that, make sure to practice the sentence and vocabulary. Love's delight, intimacy, and warmth helps us overcome our fear of the world.Escape our lonely shells and engage more abundantly in life. Love enriches our whole being, making it the best thing in life. Love's delight, intimacy, and warmth helps us overcome our fear of the world, escape our lonely shells and engage more abundantly in life. Love enriches our whole being, making it the best thing in life. 第一个单词是 delight.Delight 是名词，意思是欣喜、满足、惬意。那它可以做动词，意思是使高兴、使满足。那 to take delight in something 或 doing something 是以某事、做某事为乐。比如说 ，John takes delight in making fun of his nephew. John 喜欢嘲弄他侄子。以及 On Children's Day, the mother delighted her son by giving him a toy. 儿童节当天，那位母亲为了让儿子开心而给他一个玩具。下一个单字是 intimacy. Intimacy 是名词，意思是亲密、密切、暧昧关系。比如说 ，Practicing active listening is a way to create intimacy in the relationship.练习积极倾听是在感情中创造亲密关系的方式。下一个单字是 overcome。overcome 是动词，意思是克服、战胜、攻克、解决。比如说 ，The content of this book is about how to overcome the difficulties in life。这本书的内文是关于如何克服人生中的困难。通常只要是以 over 为字首的单字，都会有过度。在外、在上、全面底的意思。比如说 oversee 它是在某人之上看，所以它的意思是监督、监察、监管，它是动词。举例来说 The job of the auditor is to oversee company's financial condition. 查账人员的工作是监察公司的财务状况。再来介绍一个 overlap它是在点点点之上再加 lap 重叠的部分，所以它是在一个东西上还有别的东西。那它是动词，意思是与点点点交叠，与点点点部分重叠。举例来说 ，make sure not to overlap the clothes when hanging out the laundry。晒衣服时记得别把衣服叠在一起。下一个单字是 abundantly。Abundantly 它是副词，意思是大量的、充足的、非常。举例来说 ，He made his views abundantly clear during the debate. 在辩论会上，他将自己的观点解释得非常清楚。下一个单字呢，跟 abundantly 很像，意思是 copiously。Copiously 它是副词，意思是丰富的、充裕的。比如说 ，students were told to copiously write down the notes on the blackboard. 学生们被要求充分地将黑板上的笔记抄写下来。再来是 enrich。enrich 它是动词，意思是使丰富、充实。比如说 ，you should learn to play a musical instrument since music will enrich your life. 你应该学会一项乐器，因为音乐会丰富你的人生。应有使的意思。其实少数以 emin 开头的单字也会有使的意思。那各位在背单字的时候可以特别留心，比如 embarrass 使尴尬。再来举例，像是 enchant。enchant 呢，它是动词，意思是使陶醉、使入迷。比如说 ，The prince was enchanted by the princess's sweet voice。王子被公主甜美的声音给迷住。 再来介绍一个 enforce。Enforce 呢，它也是动词，意思是使服从法律或强制执行。举例来说 ，The government enforces the smoking ban to protect people from the effects of secondhand smoke。政府实行禁烟政策，以保护人们不受二手烟的影响。Okay, that's it for today. Hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to practice pronunciation challenge every day. Bye bye.